This is Brother Metter, and I greet you in the name of Jesus. You know, I was talking to you as in our last session, how that David went down to visit his brothers in battle to take some food to them and to see what was happening, because his father had asked him to, and while he was there, he was introduced to Goliath. And when David's ire or anger got stirred up because this uncircumcised Philistine was standing against the armies of the living God, and David's oldest brother, Eliab, rebuked him and started fussing at him, David looked at him and said, "What have I done? Is there not a cause?" And that's the thought I left you with before. Is there not a cause? You know, the Lord told us during the coronavirus, he said he had done this, and we didn't need to be praying against it. We didn't need to be praying to try to get God to move it. But now that we're coming out of this, the Lord told me, said something else was going to happen. It's been probably around the first part of May. And he said something else was going to happen. And I feel like what has sprung up is that something else that God was talking about was going to happen. And all these riots, this hatred, this division has sprung up in our cities trying to stop what God had done during the coronavirus. You know, a lot of people turned to prayer. A lot of people turned to seeking God. A lot of things were put under the blood and made right during that time that we were in lockdown. And now that people have started seeking God and moving forward in God, there's a fire beginning to burn in people's souls. The enemy has stepped in to cause confusion and division and bring hatred and upsetness in our nation. And this is the enemy. And this is a time to fight. But if you don't know war and you've not learned war and you have never been taught how to develop strategy and how to plan a battle and go to war, then you are at a disadvantage. And over all the years that we've talked about war and strategies and learning warfare, learning how to pray and learning how to target things in prayer, it still amazes me that God's people get so overwhelmed and they can't get a hold of the working of the Spirit of God in their life. They can't get a hold of what they need to come forth in battle. So I'm going to talk to you today about learning war. War is, you just don't grab a sword and go fight, or you just don't go grab a weapon and go fight. You've got to learn strategy. You've got to learn how to plan a battle. You got to know what you're fighting. When you learn what you're fighting, then you got to develop a strategy on how to fight. So many of you, you have the enemy come against you, and you never step back and assess the situation and understand what you're up against. You just start throwing prayers out there. That's not doing you any good, children. You need to learn to assess the battle. You need to learn to focus and find out what you're fighting, who your enemy is, and what it's going to take to deal with your enemy. Your enemy has weaknesses. He has vulnerabilities, just like the enemy tries to come against you and your weakness and your vulnerabilities. He has the same thing. He has weaknesses, he has vulnerabilities, and you've got to step back and get a strategy, and you've got to plot warfare and plan through the leadership of the Spirit of God how to fight the forces that are coming against your mind. So I want to go to Judges, the third chapter, and I'm going to read the first and second verse. Now, there are nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan. Only that the generations of the children of Israel might know to teach them war at the least, such as before knew nothing thereof. And what this is saying here, that when Israel crossed Jordan, they had to fight for every square inch of land that they possessed. God had given it to them, but he made them fight for it, and they inherited it, they possessed it, and then there was a time there that war ceased, and there was a great time of peace. Well, a generation was brought forth that didn't know war. They didn't know how to fight. They weren't equipped to fight.
They weren't taught to fight. There was not a trained army. If you're going to stay strong and your enemies are going to back away from you and leave you alone, you've got to know how to fight. You've got to have an army that can fight. Whether they ever have to go to battle or not, there's a saying in our country now that was with our President Ronald Reagan and is with our current administration, peace through strength. You don't want to get weak in these times. You don't want to let the enemy see you're weak. You don't want to deplete your defenses or your military or back away from war just because you don't want to look like a threat. You want to be a threat in the world today. And you want people to know that you're not interested in war, but if war comes, you can well handle the situation. So we need to know that we are well able to move forward and possess what God has set before us. But here this generation was in Judges, the third chapter. They had not learned war. They didn't know about war. They were not a people equipped for war. And that was a huge mistake. And it let the enemy get in. You do not want the enemy getting in because you are not skilled to fight or equipped to fight. So it's time to learn war. It is time to learn war and seek the face of God. And it's time to learn strategy. It's time to learn battle plans. It's time to know how. Once you develop a strategy by the Spirit of God, then you've got enough wisdom to implement it and bring it forward. And you've got enough knowledge and understanding to assess your enemy and know how to fight and come against him to defeat him. May God bless you.